Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I just don't think they really wanted Miles Turner. And I did hear from some teams around the league that the Celtics have done some preliminary research on what Miles Turner's trade value would have had they acquired him either in this separate deal. And obviously didn't like what they saw. They made a pretty conscious choice, I think, if this reporting is accurate, if the reporting around the league that Gary Washburn and others put out about Miles Turner being the proposed centerpiece is accurate, and I think it is. They made a conscious choice. I'd rather have Tristan Thompson at 9.5 and then 9.5 than Miles Turner at 18, 18, 18.
That was Zach Lowe talking about apparently Danny Ainge. By the way, fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. But apparently Danny Ainge not being all that cranked up about Miles Turner. And I understand you could make the financial and basketball argument that Tristan Thompson at a lower price tag and less years is a better opportunity for your franchise. But do we think he's a better player than Miles Turner?
No.
I don't. Even Tristan Thompson a few years ago when he was a little bit younger, I would say no. I just, good rebounder, useful, right? Like, I think he's not a player. He got overpaid because he's one of LeBron's guys, Cleveland, to give him a contract at the time. But that's not your problem now. That's in the past. But he's a good rebounder. He just started shooting a little bit from three last year, but not something that was ever part of his game until this year. And we know with the Celtics, they let everybody, you know, fly. Daniel Tice is shooting threes. Aaron Baines years ago is shooting threes. But Miles Turner, if you want that in a big guy, does it better.
Yes.
He's younger. I think the upside is much higher. And yes, the salary is greater, but I really like Turner way more than Tristan Thompson, or way more than what else you were going to be able to do.
Everybody liked Turner better until word trickled out that Danny didn't like him and the deal fell through. That's what I feel like. I feel like there was a Green Team memo that went out sometime this weekend that with new talking points, Miles Turner is overpaid, it's a terrible contract, he's not that good, he's not a good fit. Because I feel like before that it was, oh, that's not a bad contract, $18 million in the NBA. That's not much money.
Considering what some of these are making, like Tobias Harris on one of this 35. Hayward got, after all these injuries, just got $30 million a year. So you're going to pay a 24-year-old Miles Turner $18 a year for 3 years?
And he can shoot threes.
That's not that bad.
He can block shots.
He led the league in blocks 2 years ago.
Right.
He could score double digits for you.
What's the problem?
I can't
find the narrative has changed. The talking points have changed.
Is that they didn't want him. Apparently, he's under contract for too many years. It's 3 years.
$18 million. And isn't it tradable? Right. You love to trade everything.
It would definitely be tradable.
Now, the new talk is Indiana can't get rid of him. They stink. Talk to people in Indiana. I have some season ticket holder friends that have turned on Miles Turner like you wouldn't believe. They're just disciples of Danny Ainge. Oh, Danny didn't want him, so now I don't want him, even though I've wanted him for a year and a half. And you know me, I'm probably a little higher on him than most. But I've been talking him up for a year and a half.
You've been driving the Miles Turner train
Miles
for a
Turner.
While.
And the I tell you what screwed me this weekend, expectation. I had fully expected that, forget details, Miles Turner was going to Celtic. I didn't know who was salaries, whatever. The bottom of the barrel for me this weekend was Miles Turner is going to be a Celtic.
I just wonder, with Tatum and Brown locked up, who else are you going to get? Like, how are you going to all of a sudden be this, and I don't want to relive the conversation of them being a destination for free agents, but the reality is, when all these big name free agents, I guess next year, hit the market, what are you going to be, a player for them now?
No,
you're going to get somebody better than Miles Turner?
They're all going to L.A.
Yeah, no, there's still dreams for this year. Did you read Gary Washburn in the Globe this morning?
What'd he say?
He said he's not yet ready to like give an F grade to this debacle of an offseason, because we're not sure. There still could be some moves to come. But if nothing comes, then we'll be critical of it.
Doesn't
like,
waiting,
what's coming?
Waiting for the sign and trade on Hayward is like recounting the election.
Yeah, this dream of this $20 million.
That's actually pretty good.
Like, it is.
There's nothing coming.
I don't
you
think,
botched it.
I don't think anything is coming. And so now you're looking at
You know what's coming? A disappointment. winning season. You're not as good. What's coming.
I think the best scenario and the only minute positive, would all of your hopes were on Brown and Tatum, or Tatum specifically, Tatum and Brown anyway, and them taking another leap forward. That's your
which
best.
Which normally
bet.
I would agree with. And okay. Even if you wanted to throw like Time Lord in there or some other younger player.
I'm not going to even do that.
But even if you wanted to do that, how long is this offseason?
About a month.
Not long.
Does it feel like you could have this grand leap for even those two guys from like a few weeks ago to a few weeks from now? Mm. Like normally you think of an offseason as a significant period of time.
That's true.
They got away for a while, then they trained.
We actually saw guys in the bubble, like Michael Porter and TJ Warren and Jamal Murray. They seem to have like a big step forward.
So do you think there is enough time for that to happen? Because we are now under a month away, right, from December 22nd. Isn't that the starting date?
Yeah, probably not. But
theoretically,
but they were both on the ascension, though, at the very least.
They've been on the ascension for years now. I'm saying
for years. I mean, they're both pretty young still.
No, but every year they've basically gotten better. That's my point. They've been trending in a nice.
Yeah.
But is this?
Oh, maybe it won't be as. I got you.
It might not be dramatic, especially given the fact that it's a quick turnaround. They haven't had that much time. My guess is they're recovering more than getting better. Right. They're just kind of taking some time off, relaxing the body, the mind, getting away from basketball, getting with the family that you had to ditch for a long time in the bubble. And then, okay, we'll restart, and there might be some early work through the kinks as the early part of the season goes on, rather than, oh, suddenly, they don't need their fourth best player. Because, they lost their fourth best player for nothing.
I would say so.
Fourth best player is gone for nothing.
For nothing.
You added some bench players and a potential young sharpshooter.
I like all those moves on their own.
On their own?
Aaron Nesmith.
Do they
draft,
replace your fourth best player?
No.
Value, if you were just breaking down your talent.
No, I don't think they do, but then you could say, all right, your fourth best player didn't exactly fit well with your best three players. And maybe a guy like Nesmith has one defined role. Jeff Teague has one defined role, backup point guard. Thompson's a rebounder. Like, the three guys that should be in the rotation now might fit better. Not that any of them are better, but they could
fit. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Better chance that the J team, I like to call them, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. I feel like they're more team now than ever, right? The T-shirt should be printed, the J team, the Boston Celtics, put the two on there. Anyway, the J team, better chance that they take a big leap forward that makes you a better team, or better chance that Teague and Thompson look old and not that good?
I think not only could you get that, I'm also concerned about your returns on Kemba Walker.
Okay, so even
I'm concerned about that on top of it, because I think Teague's role will increase if Kemba's knee is hurt and stuff like that. So Teague's not the same guy. What was he, an all-star 5 years ago or whatever it was?
Great.
But, he's a backup point guard now.
Right. And maybe you're going to find out even worse than you think, or getting older than you think.
Maybe. But if you're relying on him a lot, you're kind of screwed anyway. Like, he should be...
He's one of your two big additions.
Play more than Brad Wanamaker. He's an improvement over Brad Wanamaker.
Great. So
these were kind of... moves, not I don't know how they would have done it salary cap wise, but these were moves at the deadline that I think you were kind of looking for, and they didn't do anything the last two deadlines. 2 years ago, you needed to get rid of some of the players because it was such a bad mix. Last year, they could have used some help, maybe a bench score, maybe an upgrade like a Jeff Teague type. It feels like they did it now, but you also just lost Gordon Hayward for nothing. I would have rather seen them add Miles Turner. If you love Tristan Thompson so much, I don't know, was there a way to get him at some point? I know the mid-level is less than what he signed for, but I don't know. You could have gotten creative. You got Cantor and Poirier out of here. There's other things you can do. Maybe you could have gotten them both.
And that's what everybody's going with. There's still things you can do. Still things you can do.
I don't really know what those things are.
I don't either. And I'll be honest, I read the whole Gary Washburn piece. I didn't really get a lot of
confused.
Great ideas. That
yeah.
He basically just said, hold up. What was the Celtics phrase? Red Sox phrase when the day they announced that Cora was moving up, reserve judgment.
Yeah.
Gary Washburn basically in the Globe this morning asked me to reserve judgment before I make a decision on how Danny
Ainge handled judgment.
This. Yeah.
Do you think Turner was really going to clog up your books and prevent you from doing things over the next 3 years?
It seems to be the talking point. Untradeable. There's even the idea that they looked at how much for him. If they just wanted to flip him, no one wants him. Why does no one want him? Is he really that bad? In a league where bad players seem to find many, many chances.
Because he's
isn't the logical question, if Danny doesn't like him, why doesn't he like him? I mean, if you accept the Green Teamer memo, okay, we've got to say Danny doesn't like him. Wouldn't your next question be why?
I guess.
Why not?
I wonder, because he's not like one of these antiquated bigs like Jahlil Okafor.
No.
He's not like that. He's shooting threes now, so if that's what you want, all right, he'll do that. Led the league in blocked shots 2 years ago. Now, his rebounding numbers aren't crazy high. I was actually talking to Tyler, the OMF producer, who was from Indiana, and he followed them. And he's like, the way they play, Sabonis just gets all the rebounds. So whatever you, if you want to use it that way, he's on the court a lot with Sabonis, another big. Sabonis has big rebounding numbers, so if you want to believe that, fine. There's also a lot of these guys that are that tall, sneaky, aren't great rebounders, like the Lopez brothers and things like that.
Plus, when you ask a guy to be a stretch, quote-unquote,
yeah,
shoot threes, you can't then say, where are all your rebounds? I don't know. I was out by the three-point line. How am I supposed to get all these rebounds you're looking
for? That's a good point.
Like, you can't. I just don't understand.
I'm not necessarily, you know, saying Tyler's wrong. I'm just wondering how does that play out in the heat of an NBA basketball game? No, Miles, don't get that rebound. Sabonis going to get it over here. Just stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how that works.
Every player has strengths and weaknesses. I believe, and again, we heard the phrase. I think it was Tim Legler was one of them on one of the shows that Miles Turner's the perfect fit for what the Celtics need, the way they play basketball. Mm. Suddenly, not only is he not the perfect fit, he's not a fit at all financially on the roster. He's just not. He's the worst thing because they were going to have to flip him and they couldn't flip him to anybody. I'm sorry. I do not buy that logic, that narrative, anything. It just reeks of revisionist. Oh, we couldn't get him. We bungled this. We didn't get him.
So we didn't want him.
Yeah, we didn't want. Yeah. I didn't want Upton either. Yeah, no, I want no power.
Doesn't make sense.
Overrated.
As a lottery.
Not, by the way.
She's not.
Average double-digit points his entire career. I don't really get it. He's a good free throw shooter for big men. You know, 77%. Like, he's not. There's not like giant flaws I don't see anywhere. And he's young. And again, when you look at some of the other contracts around the NBA, I don't even think $18 million is really going to sink you that bad.
No.
So it's odd.
So the question then becomes: is there another shoe to drop, like Gary Washburn hinted, or is it simply this is it?
I'm not
this
holding my breath. And it's not this like they didn't do anything. They took two first rounders. Maybe those guys have some sort of role, more so Nesmith than Pritchard. And then you added two veteran guys who will definitely play.
But I mean, wait a minute.
Tristan Thompson might even start.
I know we just watched. I also think that Nesmith faces some unfair expectations because Celtics fans just watched the Heat. And they saw what the Heat young shooters could do, right?
Yep.
And Hero
and
Ball
called,
and Duncan
and this
Robinson.
This guy was called the best shooter in the draft draft night.
And it's good enough to be a little bit and a little better with time. You were an Eastern Conference Finals team.
Right.
So what is better? So what's better? Better is the NBA Finals. Like, that's the bar you've set. It's not as high as the Patriots for years. How many times do we say they've set an unrealistic bar for themselves? It's AFC title game or bust.
Right.
And they kept achieving it. The Celtics have kind of set that bar where I know Glenn calls them a cute little team and all that. Well, they're a cute little team that goes to the Eastern Conference Finals. So if you're going to try to convince me they made moves to make themselves better, better is the NBA Finals. Not saying you have to win it because you can be better and lose in the finals.
Right.
But did these moves put you into the NBA Finals, especially when you work in conjunction with what Milwaukee did, what, you know, the 76ers did? Who knows where James Harden and like. Are you better? Do you have a better chance to go to the NBA Finals today than you did last year? Nope. No, you don't.
Doesn't feel like it. Jermaine Wiggins played radio this morning, which gave us our easiest take that needs a 180 that maybe we've had in a long time. That's coming up next. It's Dale and Keefe with First We Trend.
More of Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart on WEEI.
So it is time once again for our take that needs a 180. And let's be honest, there are times when it stars certain people and times when other people sneak in. Here's this week's take that needs a 180, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Start letting go of your weight this holiday season and pick a different New Year's resolution for 2021. Reserve your consultation now at awaken180weightloss.com. So Wiggy's on the Greg Hill Show this morning with Danielle and Greg, obviously. They, too, watched what we watched last night, Monday Night Football and Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and ultimately. And let's just say Wiggy's a little strong, perhaps, on the talent level of the Buccaneers. We think it's good.
Very good, yeah. Strong.
Very good.
Yep.
But Wiggy might take it to that next level.
If you switch quarterbacks and coaches, you put Cam Newton down there with that talent and Belichick, that team would be 10-0. And if you put Brady
you are
and Bruce Arians up
here,
you might have one or two wins.
I know it hurts, Curtis, but he's absolutely
you
right.
You think that the Bucs would be 10-0 with Cam Newton as their quarterback?
And Bill Belichick as the head coach.
I mean, honestly, as a executive producer of WEEI, what he just said is fireable.
You always have to take things too far, don't you?
Yeah, what? That's outrageous.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
That sells, though. Good job, Wiggy.
Yeah, I guess. So
hot
it's like,
take.
You take those guys there.
So he said if Brady were here, they'd have two wins.
Well,
now,
Brady and Arians.
That's Brady and Arians.
Yeah. Here, they'd have two wins.
And if Newton, Belichick went there, they'd be
by that.
There's no way defeated. So they you know got what absolutely would... smoked by the Saints. They lost to the Saints twice. One of those games was non-competitive. You think Belichick and Cam find a way to win that game?
No. I think the answer there is Brady and Belichick in Tampa.
Now, that would... You might have something
right?
there.
That's
oh,
a good
sure.
football
yeah,
team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they would be...
But
yeah, that would
not
be a different
the
story.
Way Wiggy portrays
But no,
it.
The way that it's going, because if they're going to be that good, I don't know. Because don't you think... Obviously, we're talking about the skill position guys a lot with the Patriots and how bad they are. But for the most part, it goes with coach and quarterback. How good the coach and quarterback are, you're at least going to get into the playoffs if you have the best. And what he's saying is if you take these two guys, put them in Tampa, who are very good, they're going to be undefeated and like just rolling out there. So that means you're saying you have the best coach and maybe one of the best quarterbacks. I think if they would maybe not be 4-6 here, if that's
now,
the case.
Wiggy's a little higher on Cam Newton than I've been.
Everybody
which,
is.
He wanted to give him $100 million after week one or something. I don't think Cam Newton's an especially good quarterback in the league this year. I know Bill said we threw for 350 yards and all that, but I saw a bunch of passes that weren't very good. So you got to have somebody who can get the ball to those great skill position players in Tampa, don't you?
Yeah, yes. I think there would be so much frustration on the targets
there
when
was.
Cam's one-hopping them or overthrowing them or saying, yeah, I know you were open deep, but yeah, I can't reach you down there anymore.
Well, I think that's the biggest problem is, yes, he would look a little bit better. His stats would be a little bit better because there would be much more of a catch and run. And you saw the Godwin touchdown, for example,
right.
last night. Like so much of that was just Chris Godwin that Newton's numbers would look better, but they're so bad. Like for a quarterback in the NFL to have that touchdown to interception ratio at this stage of the season is ridiculous.
Right.
And so, okay, you give him Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. Well, can he maximize that? I don't think so. Tom Brady is having what we would say a great season, and yet he is on pace for more touchdown passes than Cam Newton's ever had, including his MVP season, more passing yards than he's ever had. I just think that wouldn't even be the best fit for him. What he would need is a better offensive line, a couple of really good running backs, maybe a good tight end that he could throw to, like a Greg Olsen, like when he had him. There's no way in hell they would be undefeated with Cam Newton.
No, they'd be better off with Winston, who they had a year ago.
Yeah, right. They went 7-9,
and they had a guy who had a 1-to-1 interception touchdown ratio.
Yeah.
Cam Newton
but
has a 4-to-7,
5,000
right.
yards.
You think Cam Newton could throw for 5,000 yards?
No, I don't think so.
In a couple of years.
That's the proper response.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
How long do you need?
Yeah, it's just, it's sad. You know, I don't like to take victory laps.
But go ahead.
But here
okay,
we go.
If you ask me to, I will.
Deal. You notice this? Fitzy's
oh,
doing
yeah,
that the other day.
Do
now, Andy's doing that.
You guys
pat yourselves on the back some more, Andy.
Leaping Lenny Poffo, right?
All right,
here.
What's your victory lap?
You guys mocked me, I believe, when I had as the 20th best quarterback in football.
I did.
I believe it might have been high. That take needs a 180. Maybe I had him a bit too high.
But that is what's insane to me about Wiggy's sort of love for Cam Newton, sort of like a blind love for Cam Newton, because there's just game after game after game, and you're saying, well, the weapons are bad. So every quarterback in the league, when they have more picks than touchdowns, do we go through and comb through who their receivers are and their tight ends
no.
and their coach and their play calling and their O-line, the injuries?
No,
we don't do that.
We look at the damn box score as John says.
You really should, because it seems like the teams with bad O-lines are all the worst teams, and the ones with good O-lines are all the best teams.
The Patriots have a great O-line.
I regret every time.
They are good 1 week and bad the next week.
No,
PFF has them ranked all five
suddenly we like PFF?
No, I don't, but you were going on.
So why are you using them?
Their offensive line is good.
It's called cherry
picking.
It's
good.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. He's not doing it.
The Patriots are cool. Right. It's like, really, if you're good on the offensive line, you're a good.
How about if your quarterback
normally.
Is good, you're in the playoffs outside of Deshaun Watson.
That's a pretty good NFL
like
rule right
Everybody
there.
Told me Carson Wentz was good.
He might make the playoffs still.
Everybody told me he might win the division.
Greg Hill over here. Everybody told me Carson Wentz was good.
I read on the text line that Carson Wentz, somebody in that division has to win. It might be Wentz.
We know what the answer is. Wiggy and Cam share something in common. What are you looking at me for?
Andy, would you like to finish that?
Where you're going.
It's a COVID connection.
Oh, God.
Oh,
right?
The fog thing.
They got the fog together.
The fog.
Right? What the hell were you guys looking at me like that for?
I think you need to recover from it.
Andy just set us up.
Then get the fog.
You got set up like a
I don't think. Can you have the fog whilst having it, or do you get it after?
I believe it's whilst.
Whilst?
No, it's whilst.
I believe you shouldn't use it if you don't know how to use it.
Whilst. Am I saying it properly?
Whilst?
Whilst.
Waltz.
Waltz.
It's like Joe Kim Noah. Waltz. It's two different ways.
I can't even Noah. I got
you know how you can seriousness? The Patriots pass rush
Joaquin
coach?
Joaquin Soria.
His
how
name is
Joaquin Soria and Joe Kim
Noah. Oh,
no.
Noah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
They're two different people.
Spelled
the
same way, isn't it?
Joe Kim is the Patriots pass rush coach. I always used to call him Joe Kim Noah. It helped me remember how to say Joe Kim Noah.
Joe Kim is easy, if that's his name. I can
it's a
that.
Reminder. You don't have those things
are
that
little
remind. Excuse
well,
me?
All right. Well.
Dale, would you like to answer yet? You still haven't answered that question.
Yeah, it's like Dwayne. Dwayne Wade. Why are they sticking the Y in there? So, you know, I understand that, you know.
I feel like that was.
Well, that one, they put the Y before the A. Usually it's
yeah.
A-Y.
Right.
Yeah.
They what? Switched it around.
Or
they
it's,
put it
or
in
it's
D-U-A-N-E.
Place.
What is the story about that? Do we know?
It's
I've never actually looked it up. Because usually, if it happened like 100 years ago, you blame it on Ellis Island and somebody just did it at Ellis Island. But
somebody wrote it wrong. And,
right.
You know.
Maybe it could be the same thing. Maybe they screwed it up on the like the hospital.
It's
birth
like Gardner
certificate.
Minshew. His father put Gardner Minshew II on his birth certificate. No one else in his family named Gardner.
See, I kind of
that's not bad though.
I kind of
I
like
actually
that.
Prefer if you're gonna do that, like oh who's the first
just messing with people.
Don't worry about it. There is none.
So man. if we believe that Tom Brady's having the normal natural slippage that guys who play that position to the age of 43 are going to have. Can we expect that there's going to be further slippage next year to his game?
If there is a next year, yes.
I think there will be a next year.
I'm
natural
assuming
progression.
There is. Right.
By the way, I have an answer to that. It was, in fact, for Dwayne Wade, a spelling mistake on his birth certificate, and then his parents decided to keep it.
Like, see, that makes more sense to me, because you look at it and you go, there's no way that Y belongs there. And
no, but why'd they keep it?
The old switcheroo.
Couldn't you have fixed that within a week?
It was fate.
It's not like he noticed.
It was fate.
Right? I mean, fate?
Dwayne. It's Dwayne.
Yeah, it's Dwayne. And it's often spelled wrong online. A lot of people just type it the way they...
Dwayne.
Can I leave? Right? What are we doing here?
We're trying to figure out this stuff. I mean, you guys were talking about names, and that's
all
that's always bugged me.
Yes, Tom.
XA-12.
It's Elon's kid.
Oh, that is.
Oh, that's...
You forgot about
that? XA-12.
Believe it or not, I did. It went one in one ear, out the other.
AKA.
That was on season one of quarantine. That was before Murder Hornets, I think.
That's
that
a
was
rich
that was like,
kid.
That was around Tiger King time. Right around there. Long time ago.
Didn't I read yesterday that he, briefly, was the second richest man in the world?
Yes.
That so. Elon Musk had passed Bill Gates briefly and or somebody.
Real arms race there between those two.
Who do I root for? Neither.
Know. Yeah.
Unless they're going to give me some, neither.
Selfish.
All are going to be chasing Jeff Bezos for the rest of their lives anyway.
I'll take
so
a free Tesla and we'll call it even.
All right.
Yeah.
Take a Tesla.
I got to insure it. I got to get a charger in my house.
Oh, my God.
The cost of doing business.
This is the guy that you give him something and he's like, oh,
now
really?
Now he's complaining.
Well, where are you going to charge it? You got a charger in your house?
I'll get one.
You'll
but if you're getting
one.
A free Tesla, it's worth it.
Yeah, but the charger's like $5,000.
So well, the car is like 75.
And then when it breaks down?
I guess, Andy, you don't have a special charger.
Oh, you don't? I can just plug it into an extension cord?
Oh, no.
Yep. But it takes like 24 hours to charge then.
Well, when do I get to use it if it charges all the time?
You can't use it.
I can only tell you this.
You can leave it plugged
in. Because there's one parked in my garage right now.
Wait, you have a Tesla? Humble brag.
I do Oof. Not.
Wow. Excuse me.
I
weird flex.
Out of nowhere.
Wow, off the top rope. Arnold for the finish.
My my daughter's fiance has a Tesla.
Oh.
Which is parked in my garage right now.
So what's that costing you to charge it?
Oh, my God. Where do you get that
Is
bill?
That electric meter just spinning
Wait
like crazy?
Get that bill.
Through the roof, Whoa. Dale. Send the pass that bill right along.
Like, if anybody wants to go to the store, I can take you in 24 hours.
Well, what you should do is send them. Some of the like parking garages and malls have chargers. You should send them over there. Go get it for free.
Oh, yeah. No, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick them out.
But if you do need to charge it in your garage, you don't need to get, you know, you don't have to put one of these $5,000 charging units in.
Well, if you want to charge at a fast rate, correct?
And what, right.
Did you blow a circuit then? You have to go find the fuse box.
That was the problem in the first segment.
Yeah, exactly. He's the Tesla's charging.
The Tesla knocked me
off. Dale can't
higher.
Work.
Uh-huh.
Damn kids.
I've never even driven the damn thing. So
he hasn't either. You just get in.
You basically don't have to. You just sit there
just
and just let it go.
Take a snooze near there.
Till it sees a glare. It's like a Tesla's like me. If there's sun glare, though, it's going to hit something.
That's a good point. Smash it into stuff in a parking lot.
Yep. You haven't been in for a ride? Wait, you're paying the bill to charge it and you haven't been in it yet?
Oh no, I have ridden in it. I've never driven it. I've never driven. I haven't ridden in it here. I did in California.
I was say, you expect the man to charge your car? You should offer to let him drive it.
I understand.
Can you play games on that big screen in the middle? I've always wondered that. No,
no.
It is big.
Yeah. Can you put TV on it?
No.
How do you know? Why am I asking you?
I don't know. You're I'm sitting here.
Dale is like 15 feet from a Tesla. Maybe he knows.
Can I throw like Pokemon Go on it while I'm driving around?
That's what I'm wondering.
Probably, yeah.
And put it
yeah,
in like probably. Drive mode, right? Just tell it to where I want. Grocery store, go.
I don't know. Right? I read too many horror stories about drive mode not being such a good plan. I couldn't think I'd ever have
well, especially now that we passed that law. People can just override it and anywhere. They're stalking your wife, plus they're running your Tesla off
what
the road.
What are they doing to my wife?
Stalking her.
Oh.
Via her car, the information.
Man.
That law passed, right? I didn't even actually pay attention.
Yeah.
Question one.
I think so.
Remember, it was the biggest deal in all the state. There were ads in both directions trying to scare the hell out of me.
Some former Patriots have made it to the Hall of Fame semifinals. We'll let you know who coming up next on What Else You Got. It's Dale and Keefe with Heart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy.
Dale, old friend of the Patriots, old friend of the Boston sports media scene, Roosevelt Colvin.
Yep.
Sent out a tweet last night just saying, hey, y'all going to take the vaccine when it gets out?
Simple question.
So I responded, sure. Not going to be first in line, that's for sure.
Yeah. Parents call the shots. Parents call the shots.
And I immediately got plenty of the MAGA heart responses you'd expect. And then...
Like, yeah, Andy, yeah!
Thanks,
Andy comes to Kid Rock with us this summer.
Yeah.
What's his name? What does Bill call him? What's his first name?
Oh.
Because that's what Bill
I used to know this. I don't know. I lost it. But it's actually Dwayne, spelled with
no,
a Y.
No, it's not.
With a Y.
Yeah. So then this morning, after I answered that question, honestly, because I do think there are some people, we've seen polls that it might be 50-50, whether people are going to get the vaccine that they're going to, you know, rush to market, have no idea how it's going to go. I go to CNBC.com this morning, and there's a whole story with doctors saying, vaccine's not going to be a walk in the park. You got to get two shots. They both hurt like hell.
Where are the shots? And where do they go?
Your shoulder, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, you got awful excited.
Not lower?
And then,
could it be lower?
They say you actually probably going to have to tell everybody you have to take a day off after the second shot because you basically are going to get every side effect of COVID at a slightly lower level.
Get
but migraine?
COVID?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're getting migraines. You're getting laid out in terms of how you feel, like knocked out, a fever, maybe the runs.
Ugh.
So. When I have doctors telling me not going to be a walk in the park, I know it may save lives and we'll go down that road, but I still think there's going to be some trepidation to line up and get the vaccine, just like you don't eat at a restaurant the first week they open.
I do see the latest numbers I saw, they were up to 70% of the American public has said they would take the vaccination. It was much lower. It was like 50-50 for a long time.
Country of sheep.
Parents call the shots.
What else you got?
Kid Rock's name is Robert Ritchie. Bob.
I believe
he calls
That's
him
what
Bob.
Bill calls him. A couple weeks ago, he was like, oh,
Bobby
Shazam. I was there, and Bill didn't say the Shazam part.
No, it's
just
in there.
Bob. Just Bob. Buddy Bob.
All right.
All right, Rich.
Well, they came out with a list for the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists. It's down to 25. Some familiar names on there. There are four first-year eligible players who made the final 25. Two absolute no-brainers, Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson.
Oh, they in.
They in.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin
yeah,
Johnson, I would say, is in. However, you never know with wide receivers and how they do it. It took T.O. a while. It took Chris Carter a while.
And a receiver who walked away from the game early, you never know when you get in that room with guys voting, he walked away from the NFL.
But like, if Terrell Davis is in, although, who knows. And then Jared, it's hard to say with
the
voting.
You questioned yourself mid-sentence.
I did. I was like, he's an MVP, Rich, relax. Jared Allen, the fourth of the first-year players. But for Patriots fans, Richard Seymour and Rodney Harrison getting another crack at it. Of course, for Patriots fans, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Reggie Wayne, not necessarily
I remember
the
those
great
years.
Historic
those long-time Patriots. They all spent at least a couple weeks
I'll
here.
I'll tell you, I think Seymour, I said
think
it
Seymour's
last year.
Got a chance.
Last year I thought he had a chance because last year was a real class that didn't have any like automatic didn't have a Peyton Manning really last year, but Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson they'll be in there no problem. It depends on how many other guys get in there. Seymour is just as good of a case as a lot of the other guys that are returning to the list.
What else you got?
There's a certain irony to this because we've just been discussing over the last 24 to 36 hours, whatever it is, about Christmas Vacation, one of the great Christmas movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us are in agreement.
Mm.
And one of the stars of Christmas Vacation is Randy Quaid, Cousin Eddie. Bleepers full, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, he's great.
So today,
what's he up to?
Today, our president started retweeting a lot of Randy Quaid stuff.
Oh, boy.
which makes you a little nervous. Quaid is, let's just say, if you see him now, you'll go, what the hell happened to him? He's got this big, bushy, wild man beard. And so he posted a video in which he's got these flashing lights in his face. It's like a horror film video of his face. And let's just say the horror film part's the easy part. It's the straight-ass crazy part that's a little hard to understand.
Fox News daytime ratings have completely collapsed. Weekend daytime, even worse. Very sad to watch this happen.
But they forgot the weather.
They forgot what made them successful. What got them there. They forgot the golden goose. The only difference between the 2016 election and 2020 is Fox News.
Seen on Fox News.
I'm going to suggest that if they make Christmas Vacation 2, they might leave Cousin Eddie out of it this time.
Is he like? Is that a role that he's going to be playing? Is he what? What is?
No. He's crazy now.
Okay,
sounded like cuckoo. The fiend Bray Wyatt.
Now he was always.
He does kind of what it sounded like.
He's doing a decent promo. He's cut a decent,
very
promo,
right? Decent. That was good.
You like that promo?
Is that his tryout?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he might pop up on SmackDown. You think?
Yeah.
All right.
If you saw the video, you'd go even more. It's a Bray Wyatt promo.
I mean, he was always a little odd, though. Always.
Yeah, well, he's not exactly
Dennis Quaid.
He had some issues with the law. He was on run from legal authorities in Canada for several years.
The Mounties?
It happens.
He was running from the Mounties?
They're not very fast.
He went to
horses.
Canada to get away from the American legal authorities.
He was in cahoots with the Mounties.
Yeah, well, he was hiding from everybody, but mm-hmm. I don't know where he is now, but boy, he's alive and well on Twitter today, thanks to our president.
Uh-huh.
Rich, have yourself a great Thanksgiving. You're off tomorrow.
Yes, thank you as well.
Hart and Fitzy will be in tomorrow with me.
Indeed.
We'll have this Christmas Vacation fight out.
By the way, Dale, there was a Christmas Vacation 2. It was made for television, and it starred Randy Quaid.
Whoa. That was before he went full-blown Bozo.
I think
it
did well. I think that one probably stinks.
I think you're right.
Peter King will join us tomorrow. Tom E. Curran will join us tomorrow. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, noes.
That's all, folks.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.